Okay, North Ends and Colo, share given on Sunday, 7th of February, 2010, Kaf Gimel Shvat, Tav Shin, Ayin. Share given by Gershon Hepner. We're on Tehillim chapter Tezayin, and we're in the middle of Pesukim Beis and Gimel. We're really taking them both together. So I'll go through the Pesukim very quickly. Michtam Medovid Shomeni Kelki Chassisi Vach, God me Hashem, for I trust in you. Omeret Hashem, you said to God, Hashem Otto, you are my God. Tevasib al Alecho, my goodness is not upon you. We had verse Pshatim on that last week. Likadosh Mashem Ba'oret Hema, for the holy ones who are in the ground, they are the Adirei Kol Chesivom, and the honored ones, or the mighty ones, might be a better translation, Kol Chesivom, all my desire is Vom, is in them. So, we are...
Can I just ask my question?
Yeah.
I can't remember, this list from the only time this is.
No, you get it in... it comes, I think, in six later chapters. You've got to go back 2 weeks to get the where they are. I can't remember where they are. It's a few chapters until they're introduced to that word. The Targum learns the meaning of it differently here from the way he does it there. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've already forgotten.
I think it's interesting how the so-called is being spoken in a different... it's switching between, even though we know that there's different shut-in,
yes.
The fact is that even at the sort of the overview level, the basic translation level, it's switching between David HaMelech saying it, between Hashem saying it. It's quite tough, isn't it?
Yes, it's very tough. Can you join me to prepare the forgiveness? It is tough. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. This is David's tefillah and David's poetry and many different shasim in it. Mm. Yeah. Let me show you Gemara Menachos. Very interesting stories brought in Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Menachos Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Amrili Rabbanon le Rabbi Preda. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Ezra bar Beri de Rabbi Avtulas, Duhu Asiri le Rabbi Lot Men Azariah, Duhu Asiri le Ezra Koya Bova. The Chachamim told Rabbi Preda that he had a visitor. And who's this visitor? They said, you've got a very special visitor arriving here. And who is he? He's Rabbi Ezra. If you want to know who Rabbi Ezra is, he is the son of Rabbi Avtulas. So he's a grandson of Rabbi Avtulas. Fine. Sounds very choshev. And if you want to know who he is, who Rabbi Avtulas is, he's Asiri, he's the 10th generation after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And if you want to know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is, he is Asiri le Ezra. He's the 10th generation after Ezra. So they turn to Rabbi Preda and they say to him, this Rabbi Ezra, he's come to visit you and he's at the door at the moment. And he's a very, very special man, right? Grandson of Rabbi Tzulas, who's 10th generation to Rabbi Elazar Azariah, who in turn is 10th generation to Ezra HaSosa. So, you've got a very choshev visitor waiting for you. Rabbi Preda seems not to be impressed. Omar, Rabbi Preda responded to that, and he said, "My Kulahai, what's going on? Are you giving me a whole Gansa Megillah, a whole introduction to this person? E bar Uriyanhu, if he's a Talmud Chacham, yoi, great. Then I'd be very happy to see him. E bar Uriyan, uvar avuhon, and if he's a Talmud Chacham, and also he's got terrific yichus, because of all his ancestors, special ancestors, yoi, that's also great, that's wonderful. Ve'ibar avuhon, but if he's a man with plenty of yichus, ve'lo bar uryon, but he himself is not a Talmud Chacham, isha tichle, then he deserves to be burnt in fire." So So they introduce the Chacham turns to Rabbi Prater and they say, we've got this very special man, Rabbi Ezra, who's come to visit you. And he's got some amazing yichus. And Rabbi Prater says, you know, if he's a Talmud Chacham, great. If he's a Talmud Chacham with yichus, also great. And if he's got yichus but he's not a Talmud Chacham, then frankly I'm not interested, and then he should be consumed in fire. That's not, he doesn't speak about that here. Omrulei, so the Chachamim answered Rabbi Prater, and they said, Bar Uyanhu, he's a Talmud Chacham. So, relax, he's a Talmud Chacham. Interesting, they don't say he's a Talmud Chacham, and also with tremendous yichus, which clearly he did have, careful, which clearly he had plenty of yichus as well. Omrulei, so Rabbi Prater said to the Chachamim, Leo, let him come up into the house. The lay say, let him come in. I'll be very happy to see him. And he came in. So this Rabbi Ezra comes in and he comes to visit Rabbi Prater. Chazyeh, then Rabbi Prater noticed the Hava Achira Date, that he seemed that Rabbi Ezra, the visitor, was very upset about something. So Rabbi Prater took it on himself to try and comfort him and to put him at his ease. Some of the Prussians say that Rabbi Ezra was upset because he felt insulted by Rabbi Prater's reaction. He clearly had plenty of yichus. Maybe he heard him, I don't know, maybe he heard him from outside. Some of the Prussians say that. So at any rate, Rabbi Prater, he sees that Rabbi Ezra, the visitor, is a little bit upset, so he decides to comfort him. And he turns to him, Posach v'Omar, and Rabbi Prater turned to Rabbi Ezra and said to him, Apsukim. And he said, Omar itzla Hashem, he quotes Posach base, Omar itzla Hashem, you say to God, Hashem oto, you are my God, tevosif al olecho, my goodness is not upon you. That's the Pasuk, and now Rabbi Prater explains the Pasuk to Rabbi Ezra. And he says, Omro Knesset Yisrael, what's behind the Pasuk? Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, say listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hachzik Li Tova, Shehudaticha Ba'olam. Please, do kindness to me, and pay me back with good. Why? Because I've made you known in the world. So Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, we have made you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've made you known in the world, we've introduced you to humanity, and therefore in response to that, please deal kindly with us. So you can see that Omar LaHashem, Hashem Otto is what Klal Yisrael say to Hashem. Hashem Otto, you are our God, and we've made you known. Amar lo, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, no. Tovosi bal alecha. Our pasuk, Tovosi bal alecha. My good is not down to you. It's not because of you, Klal Yisrael, that I'm known in the world. Eini machazik tova. I'm only prepared to repay goodness to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why? But not to you. Why? Shehudiyuni techila ba'olam. Because they initiated it. They are the ones who made me known in the world. So Klal Yisrael turned to Hashem and say, please deal kindly with us because we've made you known in the world. To which Hashem replies, it's not you, it's your ancestors, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. They're the ones. And they did it to Chilah. They are the ones who introduced me first into the world. So they're the ones who deserve the goodness. So it turns out from that this Pasuk Beis, is the first half is Klal Yisrael talking to Hashem. Omar Hashem, Hashem Otto, we've made you known in the world, you are our God, and therefore please still kindly with us. And the second half of the Pasuk, Tevasib al Alecha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reply. No, your good, Tevasib, my good, is Baal Alecho, it's not down to you, it's down to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, because they're the ones who make me known to Chila in the world. Shenemar, and he quotes the Pasuk, and it's Pasuk Gimel, L'kadoshim asher ba'oretz heimah, that it's down to the holy ones who are in the earth, i.e. Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are buried, who have died and who are buried in the earth. Hamar, it's down to them, V'adirei kol chesivam, and all my wishes and my desires are in those mighty ones, namely in Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Okay, now the idea of this pasuk was that Rabbi Prado is trying to put Rabbi Ezra at his ease. Rabbi Prado has said, I'm not interested in your yichus, I'm only really interested to see if you're a Talmud Chacham or not. And now he says, you know what, yichus really is something after all, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to go kindly to our forebears, Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. So really, and we're all descended from Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, so really yichus does count for something after all. It's because of Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's right. So we have to be grateful to Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the idea. Just one small kasher on this. This story has got... There's so much on this little story. I found a sefer in school with about 4 pages of tightly packed print on this Gemara. And I looked at it, most of it I couldn't understand. I'll just tell you one kasher that he had there. I didn't understand the answer, but the kasha is a gewaldige kasha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bothered and only to give covered, not to Klal Yisrael, but to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who introduced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Chiloh, they were the first ones, then why Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov? Surely just Avram. He was the real instigator, yeah? Why Yitzchak and Yaakov as well? There's a kasha. Okay, I didn't understand the answer, but I like the kasha. Okay, given the Shami, now, once...
Another question then.
Yeah?
When I was just talking to Shai Nussan before you started about the end of davening, just to quote the end of davening, we say, Emet Liyakov, Chesed LaAvraham, where do we miss out Yitzchak?
No idea. Alright, no idea. If that's a possible concealing, then stick around about another 300 years and we'll get to it. Okay? Right. So now, Rabbi Prado said this over in order to try and calm Rabbi Ezra down. Now, given to Shammai, once Rabbi Ezra heard the Ka'amar Adir, once Rabbi Ezra, the visitor, heard Rabbi Prado mention this word Adir, because he's quoted the pasuk V'Adirei Kol Chesivam, once he heard it, so he responded in kind. He says, oh, you've mentioned this word Adir, I'll tell you something about this word Adir. Posach V'Omar, he now opened up V'Omar and he said, so this is now Rabbi Ezra's response, and he said, and he told him the following riddle. Yavo Adir V'yipara lo Adirim Me Adirim Bo Adirim. May the mighty one come V'yipara lo Adirim, and he should punish the mighty ones. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. V'yipara lo Adirim, and he should punish lo Adirim on behalf of the mighty ones. Me Adirim, he should punish the mighty ones, Bo Adirim, with mighty ones. What? This is a riddle that Rabbi Ezra said to Rabbi Prado. And now he explains it. He says, Yovo Adir, the mighty one should come. Who's that? Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to by the word Adir? Because we've got a pasuk, Adir Bamarim Hashem, a pasuk in Tehillim chapter Tzadi Gimel, Adir Bamarim Hashem, Hashem is the mighty one on high. V'yipara, he should punish, lo Adirim. Hashem should come along and punish on behalf of the Adirim, on behalf of the mighty ones. Who are the mighty ones? Eli Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. Shenema, because they have a pasuk, and it's our pasuk. V'adirei kol chesivom. The mighty ones, all my desire is in them. So this word Adirei refers to Klal Yisrael, holy people of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem should punish on behalf of Klal Yisrael, me Adirim. He should punish the Egyptians. Who are they? Elu Hamitzim, these are the Egyptians who were considered mighty. How do we know that they are mighty? Tichsiv, because they've got a pasuk in the Shira. Tzolalu ka'aferes b'mayim. It's B'mayim, isn't it? B'mayim Adirim. Hashem made the Adirim, the mighty ones, sink like lead in water. So therefore that word Adirim refers to the Egyptians. And Hashem should punish these Egyptians, Bo Adirim, with mighty ones. What is that? Elumayim, it's water. Shenemar, Mikolos Mayim Radim Adirim Mishvereyom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more mighty even than the mightiest water, the stormy, loud water, Mishvereyom, the mighty waves of the sea. So this is the riddle.
So where the Shabbos is in now.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, from Hashem Malach Kayos Lavish Lavish, yeah, which is Tenim Tzadi Gimel. Yeah. So the Rabbi Ezra, he gave him this riddle. He says, once you give me this word, Adire, I'll tell you this riddle. And it's a gorgeous riddle. Yovel Adir, Vipora Lo Adirim, Me Adirim, Bo Adirim. Now Hashem, the mighty one, should come and punish on behalf of the mighty ones, Klal Yisrael, should punish the Egyptians, who are mighty, with mighty water. And each of these four, Hashem, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and water, are all referred to by this word Adir or Adirim. Yeah? Just one thing, and that is, it was an eye-opener to me, because I have always, up until this point, misunderstood the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Shira, which says, Tzolalu ka'oseres, B'mayim Adirim. He made them sink like lead. I always thought it meant B'mayim Adirim in mighty water.
Yeah.
I always thought it meant in mighty water. Nothing of the kind. Yeah. It's just nothing of the kind. It's Solalu Ka'alferes B'mayim Adirim. Hashem made the Adirim, the mighty ones, i.e. Egyptians, sink like lead in the water. And, amazingly enough, it's a piece of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Nun Aleph.
We need to send the correction to Artscroll as well.
Sorry?
We need to send the
link to Artscroll. No, Artscroll got it right. As they always do. Did you look it up to that? You'll see. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Nun Aleph, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, where he says there, listen to this. Yesh lahafsik. Listen to this. Yesh lahafsik. When you say the Shira in Shachris, in Pesukim Zimra, you have to pause. Bein b'mayim, or bein adirim. In this pasuk, talaluka aferes b'mayim. Pause adirim. Why sheho adirim? Because this word adirim koi al Mitzrayim. It refers to Egypt. It refers to the Egyptians. And in the art scroll, you'll probably see a little comma after that word Bamayim. Taludu Karaferes Bamayim, comma, Adirim. Yeah, and in am I right? Is there a comma in that one? I saw it in another art scroll paper. Yeah, so there's a little pause there. It's not Bamayim Adirim, it's he made the Adirim, the mighty ones, sink like lead in water.
Apologies to ask for a square.
They always get it. They're not what they're talking about. Right. Now let me tell you a startling gematria. The gematria is brought by the Chasam Sofer. And is that one? Yeah. And he comments on this word, Omeret Lashem Hashem. And he points out, he says, the Pirush of the Chasam Sofer on Tehillim. We've got the name of Hashem here twice. We've got, first of all, it is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Omeret Lashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you've got Hashem Otto, where that word Hashem is spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush on Tehillim, brings the following amazing gematria. And he says as follows. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the gematria of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, totals 65, and the gematria of Yudkei Vavkei Hashem is a total of 26. And then he says, but the vowels on Yudkei Vavkei, we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei like we would pronounce the word Ado and then Noi. We pronounce Yudkei Vavkei as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The vowels on Yud Kei Vav Kei are pronounced as though there's a Chataf Patach, a, then there's a cholom, a do, and then there's a kamos, for noi, right? And he says that the vowels have gematrias as well. And this is a huge chiddush to me. I've never heard of such a thing, that vowels have gematrias. And I hunted around and I haven't yet found a sefer which speaks about this, other than this Chasam Sefer, who explains that the vowels have a gematria. And I actually, in desperation for a source of how we know that vowels have gematrias, I looked it up on Wikipedia. And it's there. Yeah, it's there. Someone's written it onto Wikipedia that vowels are considered to have gematrias. A patach has got gematria 6. A chirik, a cholom, and a shuruk all have a gematria 10. A kamots has got a gematria 16. A shavah and a tere have a gematria 20. A chataf patach has got a gematria 26. A segel and a kubutz have got a gematria of 30. And a chataf komots has got a gematria of 36. And a chataf segel has got a gematria of 50. I don't know. But so, is there on Wikipedia? I don't know what sefer it comes from. The chasam sefer brings this gematria. So let's once again. Aleph dalid nun yud has got a gematria of 65. Yud kei vav kei has got a gematria of 26. The chataf patach, which is the way we pronounce ado, chataf patach, has got a gematria of 26. The cholom ado has got a gematria of 10, and the kamot for noi has got a gematria of 16. That gives you a sum total of 143. And he says in Parashat Shemos, in chapter Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet, we have the Pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, and he says, Ekia, he gives his name as Ekia. V'omuli, Moshe asks Hashem, V'omuli, if Klal Yisrael asks me, Mashmo, what's the name of this God? Ma'omar alem, what should I say to them? V'ayim and Kimah Moshe, Ekia Asher Ekia. It's actually spelled Aleph K Yud K, yeah? And I only learnt this from Rabbi Cohen, because I want to ask him a question about this. And I read the word as normal, Aleph K Yud K, I read it as normal, and he said, which of course means I will be, and he said to me, no, it's one of the names of Hashem, so you shouldn't say it properly. So, and he said it as in the form Ekia, right, replacing a hey sound.
Like
the
letters of our cup.
Exactly. Or Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Are we allowed to say Sivar?
Apparently not. So he read it as Ekia. So I would do the same, right? So this Ekia is one of the names of Hashem. It says, Kesem Alib Neisol, Seitz Beneisol, Ekia Shalachani Alechem, Ekia sent me to you. It's one of the names of Hashem. And if you take that word Ekia, which is spelled Aleph, then a hey, then a yod, then a hey, and you spell out the letters. So aleph is aleph lamed hey. A hey is hey aleph. Yud is yud vav dalet, and the last hey is again hey aleph. That gives you a total of 143. So he says that this double lashon in our pasuk of yud kei vav kei followed by Hashem aleph dalet nun yud, together with the vowels of a chataf patach, a cholom, and a kamots. The whole gematria together gives you the gematria of Ekia, as it's called, b'miluom, in its full, when you spell out the letters in full, Aleph Lamed Fei, Hey Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet, and Hey Aleph. Yeah, it's amazing, 143. What's that?
Exactly the same thing over there.
Wait.
There's a comment.
That's different. Mekoles Ma'abim. That's different. That's a different thing. That's because that's not a reference to Mitzrayim. That's just a reference to that water is considered Azirim. Azirim Mishpayam. That's a reference to water. It's in the Pasuk in the Shira of Solalut HaSeres B'mayim, pause, Azirim. You made the Azirim, the mighty ones, thinking.
Being the Egyptians, maybe Mishpariam, who were destroyed by the sea.
I haven't seen that chart, but I haven't looked far enough. Yeah. It's the gematria of Ekye in full. If you take that name of Hashem, Ekye, Aleph, K, Yud, K, and spell out each letter, so you spell the Aleph as Aleph Lamed Fei, and the He is He Aleph, and the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and the He is He Aleph, that gives you a total of 143.
What's that
proof so what's it proof? It's just to show that these are all different facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That the Yud Kei Vav Kei name, together with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud name, together with the vowels of the name, give you in total the same gematria as the other name of Hashem, Ekye.
But there must be some significance in the context of Pasuk Bei.
I don't know.
In other words, there's a subliminal meaning here that instead of saying Lashem Ad Hashem, that perhaps we could say Amarat Ehyeh. Does that make any sense to you, Amarat Ehyeh?
I'm not sure if that's the case, or if he's simply saying that you can see these combinations of Hashem's name give you in turn another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different format.
It's kind of saying it, isn't it? I said I will be.
Yeah.
It's reminding us of this baptism of Hashem.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Okay, right. Let's move on to Pasuk Gimel, which of course we've really started because we've taken them two Pasukim together. L'kadosh v'asher ba'aretz heimah, for the only ones who are in the earth, heimah, they are v'adirei kol chetzivam, and the mighty ones kol chetzivam, all my desire is in them. So Rashi explains, and we have really mentioned this before, that this kadosh v'asher ba'aretz, the holy ones who are in the earth, is a reference to tzaddikim who have died. And they are now Ba'aretz, they're now in the earth. And David is saying that all good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to me is not in my own zechus. Hashem doesn't owe me anything, but rather it's in the zechus of previous tzaddikim who have lived and died, and to our tzaddikim and who are buried in the earth. The Ibn Ezra says that the reason why David says Kol L'Kadosh Hashem Ba'aretz Heimah, he's saying these are people to emulate. I should emulate these Kadosh Hashem Ba'aretz, the only ones who are in the earth. Yeah. And the Radak says similarly.
I mentioned this last time or the time before maybe, but Hashem Ba'aretz Heimah in the land. Good base is strong because normally, if it would mention people who have been Nifta, it would say for offer.
Yeah. I can't answer you. I don't know why it doesn't use the Lashon of Ofar, but I have not seen. I haven't seen anyone who interprets.
Or it seems an unusual term.
Yeah, if it refers to people who are buried, yeah. I haven't seen anyone interpret this word Ba'aretz as being an expression of Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that it's, no, that's all right. It doesn't mean that it's not the case. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
when you publish your sefer, I'm seeing it. Yeah. please remember to give me a free copy. Okay, right. Likadoshim. Now the Me'iri learns it refers to the Ovis. Actually, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Ovis, and he says L'kadosh Hashem Ba'aretz, and he says we live in the zechus of the Ovis Hakadoshim, in the zechus of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and he quotes a number of pesukim to this effect. He starts off by quoting a pasuk in Parshas Ki Sisa, chapter Lamed Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, where when Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to save Klal Yisrael after the Egel, Zecher L'Avram Yitzchak L'Yisrael Avadecha, he says, you know, please remember Avram Yitzchak and Yisrael Yaakov Avinu Avadecha, your servant. He also quotes the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, where the pasuk says, get this, in Vayeschanan, it's chapter Mem Hei, chapter Zion, Pasuk Ches, where it says, Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, o mishomeres hashuvu, Hashem nishma laves seichem, hosi Hashem eschem biyot chazaka. Hashem brought you out to Mitzrayim, really out of, because he swore to your forefathers to that effect, and it's in the Zuchut of us. And he quotes one more Pasuk, Yoi shanosim, listen carefully, it's in Pashas Ekev, Tavis, etc., where it's chapter Yud, Pasuk Tes Vav, where it says, Rak b'avisecho choshek Hashem la'avos them. It's only in your forefathers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has desired in them to love them. So the Miri quotes these various Pesukim. We know about Pesukim of the Chus Avos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the Avos in such high esteem. Then the Miri says another very interesting thing, and he says, this word v'adire is a very strange word. And I should have noticed it myself, and I didn't. The Miri points out the word v'adire literally means and the mighty ones of. So Adirim would be the mighty ones. Like you have Sephorim are books and Sephrei are the books of. It's called construct, smichus. Yeah, it's a smichus expression. And he's the expression in the Meiri is Somuch Bimkom Muchros. It's used a construct of Somuch or smichus in place of Muchros, in place of the absolute, a word which should stand by itself. Instead it says, use the word for Adirei instead of Adirim, but it actually has the meaning of Adirim, of mighty ones, not mighty ones of. So it's just the poetical form using Adirei. And he quotes another pasuk to this effect, a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, and it's chapter Vav, pasuk Dalet. It speaks about the structure of the Beis Hamikdash. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash, Vayach Laboyis Chalonei Shekufim Atumim, he made windows which were wide on the inside and narrow on the outside. That's what this word Shekufim Atumim means. And the word Chalonei, says the Meiri, is in place of Chalonos, windows. He made windows.
Why don't we use the light
that's
come out from the basement
to
the outside world?
I thought the same. I looked at this and I'm sure you're right. I thought the same, and I looked up in the translation to check it out, and it had it the other way around, so I was a bit confused. Mm. I thought it also was that it was narrow on the inside, so the light should disperse to the world outside. Mm. I thought so too. So what were you going to say, Shanelson?
So you said before, why on the inside, narrow on the outside, which would be a normal defence.
Normally it's like that in order to allow light in. But here, the light out. I also thought it was wrong. Yeah, so let's make sure I've got that right. Okay, so it's wide on the outside and narrow on the inside, so that light from the Beis Hamikdash, the spiritual light, should disperse to the world.
So
yeah.
But
in the stonework, it means within the brickwork there's like it's an angle.
You see that in the old buildings used to have narrow on the on the outside wider than the inside, so that was spread out like up the room, because glass was expensive and made small openings, didn't make big windows, so it made the mud to reflect off the the sides.
So it was like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if this word b'aretz, the word asher b'aretz, the word b' here, has been translated in many ways.
Well, it's from in the earth.
Yeah, but it could be b' of, or b'
of the land,
or
in, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I've seen that anywhere, I can't remember.
It could be b', but it could be translated a different way with b'.
Possibly.
There's a different meaning of the word but with of.
Yeah.
So there are people they're studying him off the aura, off the land. Or they're still with us in the land.
It's all possible. I don't know. Yeah.
I think part of the within is especially inside within. I think
so. Then still living within. The spirits within the land. It's not there to fill up.
Yeah. Anyway, at any rate, the Mi'ri quotes this pasuk in Malachim Aleph as Chalonei, which literally means the windows of. Says the Mi'ri, you can see from there that we sometimes will have a smichus, a construct form, the windows of, instead of the absolute windows.
You have to go.
Okay. What time do you start? 10:30. You'll be alright. I can give you a list. No, don't worry. You can stay. You'll make it. Don't worry. Okay, no, don't worry. Yeah, you'll be alright.
How many biscuits do you have?
Don't worry, you're okay. You're okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Shanoff and I can take you. Don't worry. Right. Likadosh Masheh Ba'aretz. Now let's construct this phrase Likadosh Masheh Ba'aretz Hamor. Now this is a Medrash Tanchuma. It's in Parshas Toldos and it's Os Zayin. But more than that, you find it in Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and it's on. Yes, it's in Vayetze, chapter Kaf Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Oh, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to attach his name. Sorry, I'm not trying that one again. Kadosh Masheh Ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to declare an individual as someone who's Kadosh, as holy, only once their lifetime is over. While a person is alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to refer to that person as Kadosh. Why not? Because there's no way of knowing how his life will pan out. While a person is alive, he's got to fight the Yetzirah every day. And really, it comes from a pasuk in Eov. It's in Eov, chapter Tesvav, pasuk Tesvav, where the pasuk says, "Hein b'kedoshav lo yamin." Behold, in his holy ones, lo yamin, he will not trust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot trust a human being, because he, a person, could do avirus at any time. The greatest tzaddik could chas v'shalom fall in madrigal. So while a person, we know it happens. So while a person is alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to refer to him as Kadosh, which is why the Kadosh Masheh Ba'aretz. It's only once a person is Ba'aretz, once a person is buried, then he can be given the title, the description of being a Kadosh, as being a holy person. And then the Medrash Tanchuma takes us further, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to refer, to apply his name, or to attach his name to an individual while that person is alive, for the same reason, because you don't know how a person's going to work out. And that's, so for example, we have here, let me give you the, here, Parashat Vayetze, it's chapter Kaf Ches. Oh, how can that be?
Are we referred to as Kadosh?
Yes, yes, holy nation. An individual will not be given the title Kadosh until his life is over and he's successfully got through.
It's not referring to individuals.
Here, the Kadosh Masheh Ba'aretz. Yes, generally. That's right, generally. But we have.
Individuals
within
the community
drop out
becomes
absolutely.
I don't know about
the community
as a whole. Agreed, but the prophet seems. I was asking the question whether the prophet is referring to individuals. Or to the people.
Yeah, here it's referring to the individuals who are Kadoshim. God is saying individuals who are Kadoshim who've ended their lives successfully on a high madriga. The good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to me is in their zechus. But let me show you the pasuk. It's in Vayetze, it's chapter, the beginning of Vayetze, chapter Bereishis, chapter Kaf Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, where Vene Hashem Nitzav Alav, Hashem stood over him, that's over Yaakov Avinu during the dream, right? He's got the dream of the ladder, and the Malachim are going up and down the ladder, Vayomar, and Hashem spoke to Yaakov, and he said, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, I am Hashem, the God of Avraham, your father, Velokei Yitzchak, and the God of Yitzchak, Aretz Hashat Hashem Chivaleh, Halacha Etzmen Malutarecha, the land where you're lying on now, I will be giving it to you and to your descendants. So, Rashi on that pasuk, and it comes really from this Medrash Tanchuma, says that we understand why Hashem refers to himself as Elokei Avraham Avicha. I am the God of Avraham, your father. Avraham is no longer alive. So Hashem is prepared to attach his name to Avraham, Elokei Avraham Avicha. But the same is not true of Yitzchak. Avat Elokei Yitzchak. Normally we say, until a person has died, and he's died on a high madrigal, we're not prepared to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to attach his name to that person. Yeah? So how come here with Yitzchak, Hashem was prepared to, Elokei Yitzchak? Absolutely. You'll hear it. Brilliant. Absolutely. It's exactly the answer. There are two answers given. One answer is given by the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, who say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the ashes of Yitzchak as though they were piled up on the Mizbeach. That is, Yitzchak, of course, was taken to the Akedah, he was going to be a Korban, he was going to be Shechted, and he was going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and of course it never really happened. But because he was prepared to let it happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, I'm prepared to view this as though it's already happened. Machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf ala ma'isa. If a person's got a good intention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as though it's already done, yeah? So it's as though Yitzchak has already been burnt on the Mizbeach, it's as though he has already died, and therefore, yes, I am prepared to attach my name to him, even though he's still alive. That's the answer given by the Chachamim. The other answer is given by Rebbe Rachia, and this is the answer brought in Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Vayetse. Thank you, Louis. Louis, you've got to sponsor your next Kiddush, yeah? Because we've been coming to this, yeah? That because Yitzchak has already become blind, we say sumo is choshev kameis, someone who's blind is considered as though he's already died, and he was kolu b'soch habayis, he was housebound. Yitzchak was housebound due to his age and due to his blindness, but in particular due to his blindness, and therefore his yetzer hara had departed from him. And therefore that you were guaranteed that even though he's still alive, he will not fall prey to his yetzer hara anymore, because his yetzer hara is gone. And therefore, even though he's still alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to attach his name to Yitzchak. So here we have the Kedosh Hashem Ba'aret. We're only prepared to refer to a person as being Kodesh after he's died. So once we know he's ended his life successfully on a high madrigal. Likewise, Hashem is generally only prepared to attach his name to someone who's died. Yitzchak was an exception because his Yitzhara departed from him because he was blind and he was housebound. Oh, that's according to Rabbi Rachia and according to the Chachamim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed him as though he had already been prepared to give up his life and as though his ashes were already burned from his Mizbeach.
But Anir may
be
in the same category
as well. Again? Sorry? Anir, yes. Anir Choshev Kameis, yes. Okay, let's finish off with an amazing thing which I saw in the Baal HaTurim, and it's a beautiful thing because it connects to yesterday's Sedra. And that is, we have a posuk in, let's get this right, yeah, yesterday's Sedra, Parshas Yisro, here we are. Parshas Yisro, the posuk says, it's in Yisro, it's in chapter Yutes, posuk Kaf Gimel. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, lo yuchalom lalos el har Sinai." The people can't go up har Sinai, ki ato haidos abonu lemer, because you've warned us, saying, "Hagbeles ha'har," put a fence around the mountain, "v'kidashto," and sanctify it. And the key word here is "v'kidashto." Right? That pasuk, the word "v'kidashto," is the last word in the pasuk. Says the Balatri. No, it refers to the mountain and sanctify it. Not sure. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence wasn't yet on the mountain. Before Matan Torah.
That's when Kadosh means
separated. Yeah, that's right. It means it's separated. Yeah, that's separated, and it means separated for holiness. Yeah. So that word for Kidashto is the last word of the pasuk. Moving on, says the Baal HaTurim, in Parshas Emor, chapter Kaf Aleph, Posuk Ches, you have again the word Vikidashto. And the word Vikidashto appears in Tanakh twice only.
Really?
Twice only. Once in Yisro, where it's the last word of the Posuk, sanctify the mountain, and once here in Parshas Emor, referring to Kohanim. Vikidashto, you shall sanctify him, sanctify the Kohen, first word of the Posuk. Why? Because he brings the Karbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Baal HaTurim, the word Vikidashto appears twice and twice only. In Parashat Yisro, referring to Matan Torah, it's the last word of the Pasuk. In Parashat Emma, referring to Kohanim, it's the first word of the Pasuk. Says the Baal HaTurim, nothing is an accident. Kohanim come first. And it's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Gittin. You'll find it. It's in Gittin, and it's on Daf. It's on Daf Nun Test on the base, where the Gemara says, brings a braisa, Liftach Rishon, the Kohen opens up first. If there's going to be a public drosha, the Kohen gives the first drosha, Olavarich Rishon, and to bench first. The Kohen's got the right to bench, because I'm not the little mono yofa Rishon, and also the Kohen gets first choice. If anything's ever going to be divided up, Kohen gets first choice. Kohen comes first. yeah? Because the Kohen comes first, therefore, the Kiddushto is the, about the Kohen, it's the first word of the Pasuk.
But since he still lives, and he's still after his. He can sin afterwards. So how can you say Kedush too?
Because we have a din of treating a Kohen with Kedusha. Yeah? The Kohen comes first. That's the point being. The Kohen has to come first. And he comes first to all these things. So therefore the Kedush too in the Kohen is the first word in the Pasuk. Whereas when it comes to Torah, the Kedush too, it's only at the end of a person's life where we can see he was a Kaddish. And he quotes that possibly, Kaddish Mashiach Ba'aretz Hamor. It's only once a person's life is over that we can truly judge that this man was a Kaddish. When it comes to Torah, a person being a Talmud Chacham and whether he's attained the Ein Madrigo, it always comes at the end. The Kedusha comes at the end. Therefore, in the Pasuk about Torah, Matan Torah, that word, the Kiddushto, is the last word of the Pasuk. Because the Kedusha is defined only by the very end of the person's life. It's only then he can be considered a Kaddish. And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where it says that when after Kriyas HaTorah, it is the Gadol Shebechulam Golel. We give Hagbah to the Gadol, to a person who's a Talmud Chacham. It's at the end of leaning that we give the Hagbah to the person who's a Gadol, Gadol Batera. It only comes at the end. So the Kiddush Toh, when it comes to a human being in Torah knowledge, comes at the end of a person's life because of our possibly Kiddush Masheba or Etema. And we'll close there. Alright? That a person who does Hagbah, the Gemara uses the expression that you give Hagbah to the greatest one of the people who have had the Aliyah. And the Gemara then goes on to say, the person who does Hagbah, kibbeh schar kulam, he receives rewards, the rewards for all, of all the others combined. So it's considered the greatest mitzvah of all of them. Alright, Shkeh, that's it. That's it, we're now, next week we'll start Pasuk Daled, Amir Tashem.